This is happiness, to be everything at once. Be unblinded, be unlearned, be unbridled and unburned.
Hey everyone, and welcome back to a brand new episode of Mood Prep. My name is Dave Nixon, and to continue on from our delightful Six Human Needs, we're up to number 5 of the Six Human Needs. Now, if you've not sort of haven't caught up on what the Six Human Needs are, these were first originally passed on through Tony Robbins' learning. I remember sort of hearing them ages and ages ago, and then I actually started to look at them individually and apply them to my business and to my coaching relationships, and they started to make a hell of a lot more sense. And so this ended up becoming a tool that I actually teach in my connected coaching seminars, in my intern weeks. And so I thought I want to share with you the Six Human Needs and how they apply, and give you my musings on them and go from there. So we've already covered the four. First four is certainty, uncertainty, and then it's significance and connection. The fifth, however, moves into more spiritual needs. So the next two are more spiritual needs. And the first of those two spiritual needs is the need for growth. So the need for growth is pretty interesting, because it's something like, well, you can go to like the whole, if you're not growing, you're dying. I think that's a good way to perceive things. It sort of encourages us to continually keep learning and keep being the student rather than the person that's closed and already knows everything. It's like, well, if you could almost imagine it like a flower that's closed to the sun will end up dying, but a flower that's open to the sun will continue to prosper, so to speak. And so growth becomes this need to be a part of our life, because it allows us to keep living. And what I mean by keep living, I don't mean just keep existing to pay bills. I mean, it allows the variety of life. It allows for this continually search for something that's going to help up-level us. And it's interesting, we sort of go, well, what's the point of that? Like, is there a need to be able to sort of understand it better? Can we just be happy with where we are and who we are and what we're doing? And I think that's a yes. After reading the book Spiral Dynamics by Claire Graves, I think it really outlines a really good way to observe how we go through life and how we spiral up or spiral down. And it gives you 9 levels of consciousness. Now, these 9 levels of consciousness are really interesting. There's a me side, and there's a we side, or a cool and warm. And the reason why I'm bringing this up in the sense of growth is that growth isn't always learning more or trying to memorize more things. Sometimes growth is learning how to let go. So sometimes growth is actually maturing, right? And the reason why this becomes really, really crucial is because our ability to learn how to let go of things actually allows us to sort of detach from the issues we had in the past and grow forward moving on. We cannot level up if we've got unresolved issues back in our past somewhere. And this is something that's really, you know, think of someone saying, don't let them drag you down to their level. That's actually what this is referring to. Someone's arguing about something that's actually not important to you anymore, but if you go back down and argue with them, then you're lowering yourself to that level, and that's the opposite of what we talk about when we talk about growth. And so why is growth then so crucial for us? Well, to answer it shortly after that little musing, it's because it's a way that we can actually continually live. It's a way that we can better understand and perceive the world. It's a way to mature, and I think that in itself is a really good reason. So in that case, what is growth? Like, what is a form of growth? Well, like I said, a lot of the time we can grow just by unresolved issues. And this is why, like, you probably don't feel you've changed too much, and then you meet someone again who haven't seen for 10 years, and everything's changed, like, since the last snapshot you had of them. You've both matured so much, and that's called growth. It doesn't necessarily mean you went to uni. Maybe you did. Maybe you're teaching at uni now. That's less relevant. It's still relevant, but less relevant to the growth of you as a human being, rather than the human frameworks that we put on a human being. That's different to actually being a human being. And so growth can be in many different ways. And I think one of the ones that we don't value as much in today's society is actually personal, spiritual, emotional development and growth, whereas that actually overarches everything else. And that's from the podcast, The Game Within the Game, is like, when we win the game inside, everybody wins, because everybody gets the honest, like, version of you. When we're trying to win the game outside, we'll sometimes sacrifice the game inside to try and win the game outside. And on the outside, it looks like, from the social aspect, we're winning, but we're not. That's losing. When you lose yourself to win something else, that's to complete failure and complete loss. And so what can sometimes be perceived as growth is actually not. It's actually regression, because we're moving away from who we truly are. And this is why you often see a lot of people when they're, I see it actually a lot with men. I'm sure it happens with women as well. I'm not saying it's not, but I've reflected on this in the last probably couple of weeks, and I've seen a lot of men, as they get towards their 40s, 50s, and 60s, they start to dabble in some form of art. And I'll give you an example. Like, I train a group of guys called the League of Extraordinary Gentlemen. One of them is they just got approved to do their filming for a movie. That's, I mean, it's got a $1.5 million budget. Like, this is a legit, you know, relatively legit movie. It's like, he's a lawyer. And so it shows this artistic side of this individual. My uncle, he grew up as a pretty tough guy in Bathurst. Like, he's out, you know, country. He lives out in the woods. He sort of doesn't really interact with a whole heap of people from the township nearly as much. He actually likes his peace out there. But what he's doing now, when he chops down some wood, he's actually making like wooden tables and like oiling them, and that becomes his art. And so I know another client who moved in from an economist to a gin distiller. And so this happens a lot in their sort of older age, is that their growth actually becomes more of who they are, because they've lost over time, they've lost the shit to give, the fucks to give, about what people may think of them. They've done what society recommended for them, and they probably enjoyed it on some level, but they got to the point where, like, this is no longer feeding my life. In order for me to grow as an individual, I'm going to start listening to that little voice inside, the muse, as Stephen Pressfield from The War of Art talks about. And I think that becomes really what I mean growth. If we can start that discussion with ourselves at an earlier age, or whatever age, really, but sooner rather than later, then we have the ability to continually unraveling that growth. And we don't know where that can take us. Like, we really don't know. And I think it's scarier to move towards, because how can we measure it? Humans want to measure shit. It's like, you don't measure it. You feel it and you move through it. And then you look at how you deal with the situations today like you would have a year ago, and they're miles apart. And that in itself is growth. And so our spiritual need for growth is the ability to be able to observe and not need to measure. Not need. You can, but how are you going to measure how you react to something, right? So how, in that case, how do we then figure out ways to continue to have more growth in our life? Well, you can do like I mentioned in I think, the last podcast, which was continually just learning a little bit more about ourselves every single day, and continually just going down that path every single day of like unraveling ourselves and finding ways to that people that have walked this earth before us have figured out life in their terms, and let that help shape our view of how we think our life should be, and go down that way. And I think it's also really being honest with ourselves and really listening to the little muse inside. And I say the muse as in like it's the calling, right? And I really think that if we're able to really silence our own fluff and bullshit, because resistance often speaks a lot louder than the muse, right? But the muse has this different, more calming voice to it. And when we can hear that calming voice, not have to yell, and can just talk to us the same way I'm talking to you right now, and just be able to explain and be really clear, it's just a little bit quieter compared to the monkey mind, scattered craziness of resistance. When we listen to that, and then we go, I'm going to trust you on this, we're able to move through life a little bit different, and we end up growing a little bit different and a little bit more, and we become who we truly are. And we do that by, like my second podcast, unbecoming who we are not. So in order to grow, we first have to unbecome who we are not. And that's mindfuck in itself. But I guess the last question would be, what happens if we don't continue to have this sort of, or fulfill this need in our life? Well, I don't think, I really do believe that if you're not growing, you're dying. And I say that in the sense that you may live, but you stopped pursuing the reason to live a very long time ago. And then that's why people might have kids. And I'm not against that. I think that makes a lot of sense. You now have a reason to live. But in that circumstance, be very careful of making sure they continue to be safe and needing you in order to have that reason. Because otherwise, you're just creating a couple of codependent kids. And then they don't grow up to be very contributing members of society. And that's a whole nother conversation. But I hope you understand exactly what I mean. I'm sure you probably thought of someone as soon as I said that. So either way, growth is the fifth human need. And one more, and then we're back to the classic old mood preps. But either way, I hope you've enjoyed these six human needs so far. And we're going to tie this one up here. So if you found this that this podcast very interesting or beneficial, and you know someone who would enjoy this podcast or think that they should hear it, I would love it for you to pass it on to them. If you know three friends, even better, because I'm OCD with number three. But otherwise, until tomorrow, as always, peace and pizza, kick today in the dick, and slay the dragon. To be everything at once, be unblinded, be unlearned, be unbridled and unburdened.